I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
So
Lando Cal, we calling this episode, I'm calling it Wakanda Forever, the Black Panther interview. Black Panther review. Spoilers all fucking day. So I'm telling you right now, do not listen to this if you have not watched Black Panther at least once. If you have not watched it at least once, please just skip over it, because I do not want to feel like I caused and fucked y'all experience up. But just, I'm telling y'all now, just, it's up. Spoilers all day. So, Jules, go ahead, man. Go ahead. Go
me with the story, dog. I never, yo, it was so dope watching how it evolved with Killmonger. Like, all right. Everything about threw me off. I didn't know. I didn't know that was the kid in the park. I didn't know none of that.
Right.
What, I just got caught up in your man, and he was a grown man, when he was like, why didn't you take him? Or something, why you left him?
He's about winning T'Challa.
Yeah, like he just grown manned on him. And that was real to me. I was like, that's the best in the story.
Why didn't you do that?
Like, you didn't, like, this you is didn't care you got beat up by this dude. Right. Killed almost. You just, why didn't y'all? That's you're not even thinking about revenge or nothing. You're just understanding this kid's mentality and why he's at the table
Now. And why he trying to kill you, though? He doesn't understand why you want to kill him.
It's like, this is like my cousin.
That's crazy.
It's straight on some hostile takeover shit, all because you fucked up. Like, that's really.
That's how much he matured, though. Think about Civil War to now. Civil War, he's ready to ragtag the homeboy for anything, half a pop.
Anything pops.
Right,
like,
now, this
he didn't
kid
give a fuck. He was like, yo, I don't want to listen to nobody. I don't give a fuck about
he wasn't
nothing.
Fighting with the full fight.
Like, real shit. And that's why I think T'Challa was trying to let Killmonger know was, nigga, I've been there, done that in Civil War. Killmonger basically did the exact same thing T'Challa did in Civil War. Like, for the most part.
But T'Challa learned at the end. And he was crazy. It took him watching. Because I think he sat there and watched Cap in.
Yeah, he watched the whole thing.
He watched the whole thing. Like, yo.
And he watched the whole thing.
Because the other dude was watching. So he was thirsty off of watching. Yeah.
And he was just like, yo, so all these best friends just banging it out?
Banging it out.
It's got to be bigger. It's something bigger than this.
Something's
that's like,
going on. Right,
that's like with seeing Tupac and Biggie fight. And then you just like, and the other rappers being like,
exactly.
Yo, like, we can't go out like this. Crazy. Like,
but yeah, real talk. I mean, but you're not lying though, man, because it's like, you know, he saw for himself that, yeah, I should have played this better. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, I should have played this. And now you can see, he's like, I didn't even kill Zemo. I could have killed Zemo right there. Right there, I could have killed him. And he would have had every fucking reason
Zemo gonna come back too, though.
Oh, yeah, Zemo gonna come back.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna let him go out like that.
No, because they showed him in Black Panther, like, he got locked up already. They showed his picture and everything. Remember, they were showing the news clips. Saying that the thing got exploded, and they caught him. They showed his picture, and he's like, he's in custody. I was like, he coming back.
Yeah, because remember, Zemo is the one person who did take out the whole Avengers. Single-handedly. And he was a regular-ass nigga, just real commando. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he just had a little military training from being Sokovia.
That's it. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. But no, I'm just saying, like, even with someone like Killmonger, T'Challa learned that, like I said, that's what Killmonger was doing. He was doing the exact same shit that happened in Civil War. He was like, yeah, this ain't the right way to play this, man. He was trying to tell him next, like, nah, dude. Like, that's not... And then, because, I mean... It just come down to be, man, like, when T'Challa really had to talk to his father in the other plane, and he had straight had to break down to, in front of all his other ancestors, his grandfather, great-grandfather, all of them, why the hell did you not take this boy in? And then we go, and then when you really kind of break everything down as far as what happened, why it happened, you like, damn, like... I kind of understand why his brother did, like, why T'Chaka's brother did what he did. But yo, execution, why you did it is why you got fucked up.
But the thing is, though, everybody was right, though, in this movie.
Everybody was right.
If no, it's nobody wrong in this movie.
Nobody wrong. Everyone had a point.
Even T'Challa, even killing his brother, though, he had to do that, too, though.
Because he was like, my nigga, you straight betrayed.
Yeah.
And remember, like, a whole town, like, a whole part of the town of Wakanda got blown up. Yep. Remember, they was all, it was people all messed up because when Claw left, he blew up some shit and it was hundreds of people, Wakandans died.
And he was like, my nigga, so you gave him the weapon to fuck us up. It's like,
you want the world to have a piece of it and
that's, that, and this is why I was talking about. This is why I said no one in the outside world either had this shit. This
but see, if you look at the history, there, even before they got to the stable space of it, where they were able to control it,
right?
It was like gung-ho. Everybody was wilding. Even in, you caught that story in the beginning, how they broke it all down.
Right.
Everybody was wilding for the power, huh? So you had to, like, you got to shut it down. The world to come after that is over.
Right, and it's just the one thing, man. And when you kind of realize that and just see that when T'Chaka's brother is straight, when he was like, you got me here on an undercover agent type mission as a war dog.
Now, question with that. Right. Before you even go into that, I got a question. This is something me and Teddy discussed. Shout out to Teddy. Mm-hmm. We had a 2-hour conversation about this. How old do you think he went over to be able to get inundated enough to understand that plan? He was thinking he got sent over there in high school. Because he got that little boy's like the same age as T'Challa is the same age Killmonger is. So you got to think, and they remember the scene when he went back and they showing him talking to his son, taking off his helmet, talking to his son, bending down. They're the same age. So how long, you got to think, if he had to be there long enough to understand the plight of them, get a woman pregnant, fall in love with somebody, have a child with him for 10 plus years.
Mm-hmm. 25, because it was a 25 year gap, because it was 1992.
Right.
When he do that, because I remember.
No, I would say, but how old was T'Chaka's brother? When he went over as a spy.
He must have been young.
That's what we're that's what I'm saying. He's in high school. Teddy said he think he's in high school, which makes sense.
Yeah,
he
probably that would make sense, too. He was probably an undercover agent as a teenager. Like I say, like, why would you need any kind of formal education if you got the best education coming from fucking Wakanda?
Well, no,
like,
and
you basically going to some 21 Jump Street shit.
He got into any of that. It's like if you take a high school kid out of the hood and put them in a prep school, they're impressionable at a younger age. You're more likely to adapt to what's going on around you faster when you're younger and become a part of that. Same thing if a kid goes into a hood environment from a prep environment. He at a young age, now if he went in at 22, he can be his own man. Mm. But going in there early to be able to say, like, I identify with them, he had to be young.
Like, low key, he was probably doing some 21 Jump Street level shit, you know what I'm saying, for Wakanda. Like, you know, like I said, being the young guy and infiltrate, like, because you seen him, like, you seen, like, how they were talking before. Black Panther, like, for T'Chaka, so you see how they were talking. They were talking American accents, like, fluent American accents with no problem.
So and he had been there for a career.
So he had been there for a career. So he straight learned how to.
He might have been there 14, 15.
Because if it, for his, he had to be in there at least, at the minimum, 10. Because I would say.
Because, he'd be more than that.
No, I'm saying, that's what I said, at the minimum, because I'm saying Killmonger is probably like 10 years old.
Right, but it takes 9 months to have a kid, too, though.
Right, that's and what I'm saying. I'm
just going to give somebody at least a year or two of being dealing with something, to have a kid.
You're right,
so you're talking about 12 years then, at the minimum.
Yeah, you're right. 12 to 15.
12 years sounds official.
Yeah, 12 to 15. Yeah, I would say 12 to 15. Sounds good.
Yeah,
you can do a lot in 12 years.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you to get a rapport with a woman enough to be able to love them enough and have a child with them. And especially a dude that's regal and royalty like that, he just ain't busting.
No, he's not getting them into hood.
But you know But it makes sense why he was so passionate on his mission, because he was there probably since either late 70s or
that's what Teddy said, 77.
You know, so
Teddy said 77.
Right when Coke was ending and crack was starting.
That's what exactly what Teddy said. He said Teddy said 77. Teddy think he was 30. Yeah. And said he was 15 coming in. And he came in and saw everything.
He saw heroin, coke, crack cocaine. So he saw, and that's why he was just like, dude, like, I've straight seen what's going on with people that look like us.
Oh, but I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Even the part of the whole, because you come in at the 70s, it's still going down with the racism and all, you know, the heels of the civil rights. So
That definitely probably.
Yeah, you had the tail end of like the 69-75 Black Panther movie, the actual Black Panther movie in America.
Yeah. No, yeah, Black Panther was falling off in the late '70s.
Yeah, but like red, like after 75, 76. BLA, yeah.
You get into some like more like the Black Liberation Army, like way more militaristic, right. Like crazier shit than the Black Panthers is even doing. And they was like, fuck it, we finna rob banks, we doing whatever to make this shit pop. Right. And you got them connecting with the Weatherhood Underground, these white crazy white guys that was against the government too. So they doing crazy shit.
Right.
And for him to like him showing like because at first you didn't know what the fuck was going on. He's talking about, we gonna take the car here, we gonna hit it here. That's why I thought it was on some BLA shit, some Black Liberation Army shit. And then trip off. This is not true though, but you know the kid was named Denzel Whitaker.
That's
the dude that played the other kid. That's the same kid from The Great Debaters.
Oh yeah!
Oh snap!
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought for a long time that was Denzel Washington, Forrest Whitaker's son, because I always heard that he was named after Denzel Washington. He is, but it's not. What you call it, not his dad though. Forrest Whitaker's not his dad. They no relation. And then even in the movie Great Debaters, that was his. Remember, his dad was Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I thought a long time. I was like, oh shit, maybe he kicked it with Denzel, named his son after Denzel. You know, but I found out there's no relation. But
right.
With that kid being Forrest Whitaker, it's like, and I want to get into a deeper conversation about Wakanda and the tribes.
He ended up growing up to be Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but the tribes showed the different aspects of society. If you notice, each tribe took over a certain aspect of living within a ecosystem.
Like on some real shit. No. Like on some real shit, it was like, a countrywide. It was like a countrywide Black version of the 5 points of Brooklyn, yo.
There you go.
A 5 points of New York.
There you go.
Real shit. Because it's five tribes.
Gangs of New York.
And then every tribe had a different level. Mm-hmm. And you can probably tell us, Juice, so you being from New York.
Or even deeper though, more how the Greeks were kind of set up with like Athens. Sparta,
Persia,
but Rome, all of them had their strength in what they were, but they were all up under the Greek umbrella. Yep. So like, you had the
and that's crazy because Greece is like located here versus anything around. That's gangster.
But all them different areas, all them city states in Greece had different things that they were good at. So like, the Spartans were good at fighting. The Athenians were good at diplomacy and being political. Mm-hmm. You had like the Cyprus; they were good at like farming and fishing. They had all the food on lock. Same thing with this. You got the tribemen in the front. They block down the whole city, make sure nothing happens. The dude in the suit, they keep the paper. They the Jewish people of the city. Because I think they came in fly though. Even though they had the lip, Teddy had told me it was called the lip thing where the
you're talking about the plate in the lips.
Lip plates. If you notice, everybody in their whole tribe had lip plates. But it was some flash shit. They had on suits.
Harlem.
Like, they wanted to be a little bit flyer. They was like, well, shit, we gonna take our shit to the next level. We throwing these lip plates in because we got all the paper. They sitting there with their legs crossed like then you had like the warrior class of Mbaka and them in the hills.
It was part of staying true to your heritage, man. That's all that is.
Shuri came from that aristocratic class, and then you had the king that was sent to almost kind of like damn near a King Arthur and the Knights of Justice almost too, where each one of them had their city states, and they were all of them had their different things.
And matter of fact, I'm gonna even go and break it down even further on some real shit. I see it as extension of like a Black superhero version of the Godfather. Think about it.
You got the five
families, aka the five tribes.
Yep.
You had Vito Corleone, aka T'Chaka. T'Chaka died. T'Challa, aka Michael, took over.
Yep.
And Michael was low key the smartest, most cunning ass nigga you see. And what's
you
T'Challa?
You need a Fredo. That's the only thing you need.
That's the only thing you need is a Fredo.
If you had a Fredo, you'd be in there.
You know what movie?
Killmonger, Fredo.
No,
I'm saying this because think about it. He had a Fredo as kind of person.
Fredo came up with the paper, though. That's what, because
yeah, you're right.
If you want to go to the Godfather thing, Sonny was the son that was grew up in the hood before he moved to North County.
True.
So he was like 13 before he got a little bit of money and moved out. So he was already hood moving out here. So dad couldn't do nothing about him being in the game. He was already built. You had him raised in the hoods. Well, I think they were in Brooklyn, right? They were in Brooklyn. So you had them in the hood of Brooklyn before you moved out to Jersey and had them out there. And then Fredo was the one born in the suburbs. Mike was the one that was the smart one that got education, though, from being out there long enough they could see the game. So that's why Fredo is the one that's always fucked up, because he was always spoiled and like, I just want to meet somebody. Like,
you know, it's funny, though, because if in current times, like when you consider New York, you consider the five boroughs, each individual. Like on a Lolo, Bronx is very industrial.
But isn't five boroughs, right, they see five, the five families were from five boroughs, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, every city has their nick. Like Brooklyn was for different stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like everything has their, just like in the same thing. And I was watching Bright has that. If they touched on that story a little more.
No, if they did that clip, did you see the clip where it broke down the history?
Yeah, but if they touched on that more.
No, but if they'd have put that 2 minute clip in the beginning of the movie, that movie for Bright, that movie would have went
That would have been hard.
It would have went,
because we would have been looking at everything. Like,
because you got the history of it. Like,
it went in like we had to see
the hood. 2 minute monologue.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And that's what they did in Black Panther.
They straight give you a 5 minute introduction about
Vibranium. Like, if you don't know shit about Vibranium, we do because we keep up with the culture. But a random person coming in there, oh, okay, that's what we're here for, Vibranium. Okay, I'm in. I did that. They did all the exposition to get you in there, and then they put you out there.
That's dope, though.
Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? They gave you the whole history in 5 minutes. Tell you this, how Vibranium came. This is how the tribes came together.
And it's tricky to do that, narrating something into a monologue and not everybody does it really good.
And to keep you interested, too, because you'll be like, oh, man, what the fuck are they talking about?
So, correction for me.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan actually wrote it.
Co-wrote it.
No, the main dude is another black dude, I believe. Yeah,
but
that
he did get credit for writing. Yeah, which I didn't even know he had. You know,
I mean,
co-wrote it.
Usually, a lot of directors will get in there and get in on
do their own twist.
Yeah. Because they're like, I'm gonna flip this at this last. Yeah. But I think it's another brother that wrote the screenplay straight up.
The screenplay really goes off of what's written, isn't it?
No. He wrote what's written. Brian Coogler interprets what was on the screenplay. That's why he can come in and be like, nah, I don't think that's going to be a word. Yeah. Or this, and that.
Because they got the foundation. They just had to put it together. Screenplay, it turns it into the film.
Exactly. Right. So, this is a question. If you haven't seen it, then you're not. This is more of a discussion of the movie itself. We ain't going to break down individual parts and go through the process. I want to talk about like bigger kind of themes. I was wondering, do you think that there was like a, because they said that no one's ever invaded. You know what I'm saying? I've known that. But then thinking about it with that tribe on the outside, I wonder how many times, because we know how the colonizers were, like they said in the movie, they probably would just want to take that land in general, right? Because Teddy was like, well, it just looked like it was white. They ain't stopped nobody from just saying, I want to take that land and put up some, do whatever. I wonder if there is a whole nother story you can do where you show people trying to run up in there.
There's a multiple everybody of stories.
And everybody died. Like 500 Englishmen trying to go over there and see what's going on and try to take over
stories
and they gone. They don't come back. So then they send 1,000. They don't come back. And then they just be like, fuck it, we ain't sending nobody.
Because low-key, I was wondering if they're going to touch on something like that, because I wanted them to touch on the fact that Wakanda has never been conquered, lost a war.
That's why the claw thing was in motherfuckers cross so much.
Because it was like, he straight got out.
And it was one motherfucker. So you got, and I was thinking in my mind, like, it must have been 1,000 motherfuckers trying to come in at one time. They like, we took about, so one motherfucker came in and blew up some buildings out of here.
He was the one colonizer. Speaking of which, I was watching, did y'all see that vignette from Ryan Coogler, how he broke down like the fight scenes and
I
shit?
Missed that.
Check this out. So it's like how he broke down just like as far as like the color schemes and shit like that.
And he's a nigga for real.
Oh no, he's straight hood nigga from Oakland.
No, have you heard the interviews with him?
Oh yeah. Oh, 100%.
I'm gonna talk. I'm
gonna keep you a thou wow with you, cuz. Like, whoa.
Like, you know what? And he true to himself, and I fuck with him for that.
I fuck with him for that.
Cause like, cause he is a prodigy with this. Cause especially how he broke it down. When he broke down like the color schemes, like if you notice Okoye, Nakia, and T'Challa when they go in South Korea in the casino. Basically, it's a whole Pan-African thing. Think about it. Nakia's wearing red. Mm-hmm. T'Challa's wearing black. Mm-hmm. Nakia's wearing green.
Red, black, and green.
Son of a bitch. And then also, Claw was wearing blue. Blue is color what?
Water.
Brennan, the colonizers.
Oh, you stupid. Yo, you right.
The colonizers, the outside. So the way they broke it down, it was like, what the fuck? I'm like, okay. So it's just something like that, when I just something simple like that, I was like, get the fuck. I'm like, this boy got the glow, man. So my nigga got the glow. I didn't even trip off that, yo.
I knew that from Creed. I'm gonna be honest. I seen Fruitvale Station really late. Even after Creed, to be honest with you. So for me, yeah, Creed was the set off. And when you do something like that with Creed, who's not a budget of $300 million, and it's just a practical film,
and you revive
a whole culture in a universe, and that was it.
And then it was dope about, like, especially with the wardrobe. And the wardrobe was fresh as fuck.
The wardrobe, if anything, has got to be nominated for Oscar.
Like,
that sister that did that, all that.
And she did her research.
Yeah. But see, that's dope that she did that. And the reason why, because as soon as I started seeing the world, right, and the culture of it, because few movies do it. Like, Keanu Reeves did the what you call it movie. 47 Ronin. When you watch that movie, it's not like a blockbuster, but it's just the detail in the fits, in the culture where he was at. And then when he went to the grimy underground, you know, so you see that. I love to see that, man, because you don't want to see it cheap. You don't want to see it like it's like you're missing out, half-stepping. And then even to the people who be dissing, like, homeboy had the dish and all
that.
That's African culture. That's legit.
Keep it 100. If you ain't saying nothing about Apocalypto and all the augmented stuff that they do there.
It's called scarification. If you don't know about what's called scarification... Understand,
the lip plate is like some G shit. Like, you had to get up to a certain level to get your fucking lip plate. This ain't like no regular
that's
shit.
That's not like
you
regular
a boss
stuff.
When you
and
got
I'm
a
not
lip
even look like not like I know about it, but it's just it was deep to see it, and it wasn't like it wasn't trying to be like, yo, let's look more G'd up. Let's look like we in Harlem. No, we're gonna look like we are part of this culture. We grew up in this culture. We live this culture, and that's what you got in the... Yo, the detail was crazy, man.
Right, it's just like Killmonger. Like, Killmonger still... He had scarification. Like, you know, let's say his scarification was all them dots saying, every dot is a kill that's on my body. Mm-hmm. If you know your shit in different African cultures, that same kind of dots... Off of shit
it's
like
the,
that.
It's a teardrop tears off
a hood. It's a teardrop. It's the African version of teardrop. It's for real.
For every time you pour
it's
something,
it's the same kind of shit. For like honor, for deaths, for kills, all kind of different shit. So if you understand this is kind of... So if you complain about like, oh, well, why is this like this? Or why they got the place in the lips? Understand.
It's just a lot of...
If you got to know about different forms of African culture. It's 54 countries in this big ass continent. You take in different pieces of 54 different countries and put them into this movie and blend them together, and you get a little bit of everything.
Like, and I wonder if there's a story of like different other African people hearing that there was a safe haven there and migrating there, though. And maybe coming to that border and being like, you know, hey.
You gotta let me in.
Like, no, or like, you know, I do whatever I need to do if I gotta work out here in the field to get in there.
So
I know,
did
you
notice?
You know,
did you notice? As they flew through, before they actually went through, there was waves from the fields. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So to me, that's like, yo, you already got that down pack with the people outside of that. Like, you have to, because those are not in the confines of Wakanda itself.
No.
You gotta have some type of relationship.
No, I think that's Wakanda. All that's Wakanda. What happened is they went to the capital city of Wakanda. No, the capital city Wakanda's like Burnham something. But no,
that's the
capital
city
looks like Zamunda mix with Asgard shit.
Yeah.
Which, that shit was flying. So, I'm just saying, like, no.
And it wasn't overly technological.
No.
Like, it was dope technology. Like, because I was worried that it was going to look like some... Blade Runner or something like super, super futuristic, but it felt very African based, but at the same time,
it was a realistic
base.
It was a realistic
aspect. It was realistic to our culture, though, too. That was the thing. Like,
it wasn't OD and turned us into some type of encounter.
Like they just got dope stuff, but they're keeping the African roots. They got the villages still popping, they still got the market. You know what I mean? All that type of stuff.
And
but it's still within the confines.
It's low key, like, it kind of reminds me of kind of like some like what's my shit? I used to I watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, kind of like where it kind of like it's like a steampunkish kind of era.
Yeah.
But it still kind of like got technological advanced shit. It, that's kind of like how I see Wakanda.
You know, like that too. Final Fantasy, them last.
Yeah, that's like that'd be a better one.
They do that too.
Final Fantasy VII in particular.
Yep.
It's like steampunk low key. So it's like you seeing steampunk,
and that's dope.
Man. But you're dealing with the element of magic, you're dealing with the element of technology. Mm-hmm. And that's literally what you see in some shit like that, but you seeing it in an African country. And then I love the fact that they said about like how they like how Claw, he just came out and said, yeah, El Dorado, what they said it was South America and it really wasn't Africa. And what was dope about it is like, so they acknowledging, if you kind of peek, the fact that all the gold, all the diamonds, all the precious resources is fucking where?
Africa.
So low key they said all the great shit, all the great wealthy shit that everyone fucking uses.
Yeah.
And everyone said it came from legend, literally did come from Africa. Mm. That is a fact. That's not even false. Like that is truth. Like you can look into shit like that.
I want to talk about the women here, man.
Oh man, like, so true.
This is the first action movie period in our genre of comics, I feel, period. Even Wonder Woman, where the black woman had their own agency, I feel like. Wonder Woman, I feel like most of the shit was based off of Homeboy. Yeah. Like, I'm doing it for him. I want to roll with him. Like, they was, like, on their own shit. Like, yeah. they was down for the country.
Right.
Exactly what they
They were down for the country.
Right, because that insurrection, because they straight committed insurrection at the very end.
Because they felt it was better for the country.
Because as soon as Killmonger said he didn't want to honor that challenge, insurrection had no, like, nope, for Wakanda. Mm-hmm. And said, so usurp, that was like, usurper. That was like, without hesitation, that was like, oh, word, now we gotta go against you. T'Challa, we fucking with you again. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, without hesitation.
Because the battle's not over. It never died.
So that's what I'm saying. So, no, you're right. So they fighting for the crown, and they fighting for the country, for real, for real. Mm-hmm. Like, for, and then what was dope about it, like, let's be honest here. As much as Black Panther, you know, had his fight scenes, the best ones came from
the women.
Like the Dora Milaje, like especially when the kid and Okoye. Shit.
I think this was dog. A needed time though for it. I think we needed it in society now.
Man,
we needed to see that. I think we needed to see that strength through this film, in the same way that they did Wonder Woman, and they felt that the women had to really be strong through that film. Those are God kind of gifted women. They have that, I don't know what that is, but you know, you get to see this through the women loyal to the king, to Wakanda. That was deep, man.
And then it's not like it's a far-fetched thing to see like warrior women like that in Africa.
Why can't we see it? That's the thing. It's
not a far-fetched thing, because in real life and in history shows, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
So like there are warrior women in Africa that do just like the Dora Milaje do. Like that is the truth. Mm-hmm. And so like I said, so we seeing that finally in film, and especially you seeing, you know, especially with someone like Daryl that got, how old is Xander right now?
Four-year-olds.
You know, he got a four-year-old. You know, I'm seeing shit, you know, taking myself back when I was 5, 6 years old as a little boy. I can't even fucking fathom what a little girl now is seeing. You know, seeing like these strong black motherland African women at that.
Yeah,
you know, straight being their own, basically being their own system.
When I was four or five, we had no black superhero. I'm trying to think who we had at 86.
The only thing we had, it came right after it came off. It was,
I guess you had the black exploitation era.
The only thing you really kind of had was,
yeah,
like,
but that was like,
miles, like
that was like the hood all the time. It was always limited to the hood. Like, we make a rap artist a superhero.
The first one is Action Jackson.
Action Jackson was
that's
that
the first
dude.
One. That's the first.
But he was a regular man.
He was a regular man, and he was a regular cop.
Yep.
Regular doing regular stuff. He just was caught up in, you know.
For me, it was Brown Hornet. No matter, even if it was animated, it was still. Okay. Seen, you know, the closer. See, look, I had to take advantage. I was like, let me get something because we ain't gonna see a Dominican superhero.
No, I don't put animation there because we had Mask, we had all this.
You knew Brown Hornet was coming from Bill Cosby. You know, you knew it. You knew the origin of that story and where it was coming from. It was bigger than just Brown Hornet.
Yeah, the first live one.
Yeah, so you know, the narrating part of the whole show to me,
right,
is what drew me to the Brown Hornet. Easy, I already knew.
Right.
Man, you know, that was just the imagination coming to life. Like, as an artist, I felt like, yo, this is dope.
Right. You know? And it's the thing that
Roadblock was one for me.
Right. I mean, and, you know, some, and those, yeah, right, and I'm seeing, you know, like me growing up, you know, especially, you know, in the 90s, man, like growing up, my childhood in the 90s, like I had a chance, I had a chance to see Steel.
Yeah, you had Passenger 57.
Right,
I had Blank Man, Meteor Man, right, you was good.
So I grew up seeing a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, I seen Blade, you know what I'm saying? I saw the first Blade, I saw Spawn, you know what I'm saying? I saw shit like that, which was fucking amazing at the time. Still, the first Blade hold up pretty fucking well, man, to this day.
The first two Blades,
phenomenal.
Amazing.
Hold up, test the time easily.
Yeah. They watered it down on that third one.
I'll give credit where credit is due. Without Blade 1 and 2, we would not have no shit like Black Panther, man. Like,
you wouldn't have no CU period.
Now you would, like, and people gotta understand, like, as much as, like, you know, people's like, well, but he was trying to do Black Panther back in the day. Yeah, he was, and that's the truth. But you gotta give Wesley Snipes his credit because he's the first Black Marvel character that was dope as fuck.
They was it all fucked up.
That, and it worked, man.
John Singleton was going to direct it originally. He wanted to bring Black Panther to Oakland, helping the Black Panthers or something like that.
But I would say, as far as like what we did with Blade, then that's a different story.
You had to go in Africa with that one.
No, you have to go in Wakanda. Like, you have to.
So let's talk about Killmonger a little bit.
Real quick, but big shout out, though, just to the fact that Snipes did play that role, because no matter what, it was at a time we had none.
And it was fucking fantastic. Like, Blade brought in, filled a void that niggas was missing.
Yeah, we
like,
needed that. And he was gangster with it, too. So
right, so for real, at the end of the day, clearly you didn't make the move, but because you made Blade, we wouldn't have fucking Black Panther without Blade. Like, let us be 100. Nah, we wouldn't. Like, for real, we wouldn't have, we would not have
Blade. He opened the door because of his martial arts antics. Like, and when he did, what's the movie with, I'm sorry, Money Train.
Oh, with
just his fighting skill in that movie alone.
His fighting skill is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. So, you know, big shout out to that. Man. Yeah. My fault, D.
Yeah, no, let's talk about Killmonger some. How do y'all feel about his character overall?
It's
misguided, man. It's just, it's like a basically a hood dude.
I loved him. After seeing it unveil itself, I loved it.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, oh, come on, I wanted him to sound. Not understanding the origins of him.
Right.
I wanted him to sound like he was coming from Africa, right? I just needed him to have an accent. I was like, why he coming so hood? Until it started unveiling itself.
From Oakland.
It made so much sense, but it was so real to me. Like, because I was that's hard.
But you know what? But if in the comic, that's
the Black Americans. But that's a Black American
story.
That
was a dope tie-in. Right. To, yo, man.
But if you know about Killmonger in the comic, that's kind of how he is. Like, he is, he half Wakanda. Half American. No, grew up in Harlem. No, instead of Oakland, it's Harlem in the comic. But no, like, it was kind of like a similar kind of thing. Now, mind you, Killmonger's thing in the comics is, like, for real, on some child prodigy shit, like T'Challa is.
Yeah.
But, you know, and he still was a child prodigy, I mean, for this whole fact that, you know.
He ran Wakanda for a while, though, at one point.
Yeah, you know what
because,
I'm saying?
Because he took it over while Black Panther was fucking with the Avengers and shit. He had to come back with, like,
The whole thing with Killmonger, Killmonger's whole thing is insurrection, revolution. Like, that's been his thing.
Yeah.
So, causing mutinies and shit. Like, that's been his MO all this fucking time. He wants to be the ruler. So, seeing someone like Killmonger be on his
like
mission.
It's misguided.
It is.
Black person. It's your Hotep.
But I'm not going to say Hotep. He's Hotep adjacent.
Yeah, no. He's not fully Hotep, but I'm saying about how
he's
they
not
100%. Like, well, if we just do all this shit, it don't matter what I do to get to that point.
He did,
like,
he
it don't
Hotep
matter
tennis.
If you destroy all this history, you destroy anything else just to be able to get this other point. It's like, you don't give a fuck about how get there as long as I get this other goal, though. And people, those people that are feeling that fashion will say, well, the conquerors did the same shit to us. Yeah, that's fine. But that's, we better than motherfuckers.
Right. Yeah, so, it's like, right, so if a motherfucker jump off a bridge, you're going to jump off of it too? No, like, that's the same, that's the logic.
And that's, when the game is going to be different. What the fuck you think was going to happen if he was sending out shit to Wakanda and shit? Mm. You think they would have just started bombing? You think that they wouldn't...
World War fucking six would have happened.
Look, and no matter how much great technology they have, they couldn't field off the fucking world come dropping bombs on them. You can't. Because at some point, somebody going to... CIA homeboy, somebody going to be like, hey, yo... Go straight through the joint, just start start dropping bombs.
Mm.
Or they just be like, it's in this area. We're just gonna start dropping the atomic bomb.
Yeah.
So yeah, that sounds good. It's like that the visual thing motherfuckers say, like, yeah, if we just did this in the hood and we flipped this, that sounds good on motherfucking paper until you try to implement this shit.
Right.
And there's other pieces on the fucking chessboard, not just you. You ain't the only one playing.
Right. Mm. Like, say, so you basically gonna risk like you said, 2 to 3 billion black lives because you and your feelings? Like, you know what I'm saying? So that was the thing about Killmonger, like, my nigga.
But the Killmonger didn't give a fuck about the people in Wakanda, though.
He didn't.
He could, no, they could take an L for him as long as he be able to get some other people.
And that's where he became a villain. It was like
his ego.
He had a resentment for Wakanda, though, just off the bat that they excluded him.
And you know, that's what people understand. Like, his mission once on some.
Before we go, I have a question. Right. Did he ever try to get into Wakanda before or something?
No.
But no. Because why didn't he try though before?
He didn't know.
Yes, he did. He had the thing.
His dad put the tattoo thing inside his mouth. No, his mom was born at that.
He was born in Oakland. His dad put the, you can do it. His dad was a prince. He could put the thing inside him on his own.
Right, because he's still of royal blood.
Yeah. But I'm just wondering why he did so much.
That's how Claw got him to it.
No, he played Claw.
Yeah, when he got there.
No, period.
No,
the whole game was playing Claw. I wonder if that was in the book.
That's what I'm saying.
See, I wonder if his dad was going to play Claw. And that was in the book, and Dad laid out the game plan of what he was trying to do.
Wow.
Because you got to remember, at the end of the day, Killmonger, you got to remember.
Pops laid out the whole game for him in that book.
Right, you got to remember, Killmonger at the end of the day is pretty much a black version of Kraven and the Hunter mixed with Bane. He's black Kraven Hunter mixed with Bane. Because he's Bane on a sense that how Bane's fucking criminal mind and planning and military is like fucking genius level. And like the way he planned everything. Like I said, like Daryl just said, he literally planned all of this shit.
Yeah, he played the patsy. I'm just rolling with you. You know, and he knew. And you know what? So funny is, I think his dad laid the thing like, you need to use Claw to do what you need to do. In general, maybe Dad didn't want him to infiltrate like he did, but Dad gave him the game of what he was trying to do to Claw. I think he just flipped the game of what he's doing with Claw. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, because you got to think, he was playing Claw from the beginning. Because he was like, he knew that Claw bombed the spot. That he knew that's the way he gets back in is through him killing Claw. Through him killing Claw is the way for him to get back in. Mm. Yeah, he knew that from the beginning. His chick was just a casualty of it, you know.
It was over.
You know, like...
it was a bigger picture for him.
Yeah.
So, like you said, casualty of war. To him, it was just like, keep it moving.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
it's not going to stop his objective, because it really ain't about her. No. It wasn't.
And I don't even know how long we don't know how long she'd been down. She could have been down 6 months, whatever. Yeah. He was like, yo, I got this plan. And I'm thinking, man, I wish we could learn what was in that book. Because he learned everything. He learned the language. He learned what they was doing. Everything from that book. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure his dad was teaching him some stuff till 10. But you couldn't get that much at 10. Mm. It's the same thing when kids don't have a dad, though. And their dad leave them at 10. But they gave them some kind of game, maybe.
And they hold on to it.
Or you learn from some shit that you read and are learning from the streets. Mm-hmm. That's what Killmonger was thinking about. You know, he's learned for shit. He learned half this shit about Wakanda from the book his daddy left him, which is fine, but there's no context behind it where it's like you read something and somebody is like, yo, if you read biblical text, if you read, you know, anything where you're reading any book, any history book or any philosophy book, you have a teacher that teaches you in the class like, well, no, when you're reading Shakespeare, like, no, that kind of meant this, though.
That was kind of dope, though, because when that page flipped and it was like Wakandan, and then he flipped it. It was like English text. Yeah. That was dope.
That's how he could learn the language, because it was like flipping it back and forth.
That was dope.
So, yeah, I think you are right. I think, like you said, he did have that plan, because like we already know.
So his dad was on the picture.
Yeah, because his dad was already working with Claw. Because if his dad was already working with Claw, it makes sense for you to say, I'm just going to finish what my dad started.
Because, and think about it, there's vibranium still out there, because remember his dad, that's why I wonder how Black Panther 2 is going to be, because his dad gave out vibranium to other cats already.
Right.
So I mean, who else in the hood got vibranium?
Ain't all the superheroes got vibranium.
No, I'm talking about some hood maybe the potential villains got some vibranium.
Because like I said, like as we know, vibranium is the rarest precious metal, period, in Marvel. Like, so it's like, and they probably sold that shit, flipped it, like say used it for weaponry, did all types of crazy shit for all we know. And like I said, now, especially since now we know at the very end of the movie, Wakanda now set up shop in the hood. So what's going to stop? I mean, clearly, I'm pretty sure it was Lakia and Sherry going to stop that kind of shit from happening. But I'm just saying, now that they already kind of, now that we already know that's out there, if he gave her the claw and he felt the way that he felt already, saying, like, we need to help our people out and give them this shit. Like Daryl just said, who's to say he didn't get that shit already? It just makes sense. Like, if you feel like you had a plight and you've been there since the crack epidemic, just to say he'd been there since the crack epidemic, you've seen all this shit happen. You straight got the actual thing to help everybody. Right there at your fingertips. Or you got straight access to get it with no problem. And you get told no. And you at, and now you on a dilemma. Now you got to add a crisis right there. Because it's like, I know what the fuck these people been through. I've seen what kind of shit they've been having, like with crack, with drugs, with crime, with racism, with all this other shit that's been going on, you know, and then learning about their history with slavery and genocide and how basically...
And we didn't do shit.
And we didn't do shit. And now I feel like we need to pay that debt back because we do owe them that. And that's the same thing, though,
that a lot of black people feel about Africans. And then there's a regalness of that. Some Africans do feel like they're better than people, black people and Hispanic people, that are mixed race people from the Caribbean, from the States. They do feel some type of way because they're like, oh, you're not pure African. Yeah.
And you know, the fucked up part about all of this is, well, I'm not just going to say fucked up. Well, I read something. It was an article recently talking about the exact thing about the African versus African American disparity. Like, if you're not part of that, you won't understand it. So they were talking about
this movie. A lot of this shit in this movie, white people would
understand. Like, if you're really not black or of African descent or something, like, you won't understand a lot of shit that's happening. Mm-hmm. You just gonna see it as a good movie, but it's a lot of internal shit, like with us, that you just won't get. Like, why? Like the whole shit that Killmonger was talking about, what? Why didn't you come back for us? Why didn't you come back for us? And then even T'Challa had to think about that himself. Like, damn, why aren't we helping these people? Like, at first he was all gung-ho. Like, his dad was like, nah, we can't do that.
But then when
he found out what really happened with Killmonger, his whole thing changed. Like, damn.
He needed that too.
Why didn't he say, how come we not helping these people out? Like, why not? Like, we... What? I do have the resources. I'm king. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do.
He wasn't really fully taking that mantle either. Right. Once he got to that point,
right,
where he realized, Dad did us dirty. He did my man dirty. It was that point where he had to separate himself. Though,
I forgot who said it. To be a good king,
you can't be a good man.
Who said that? Was it?
That was his dad.
Pops. It was his pops
said that.
He said you can't be a good man and be king.
So that was showing, like, yo, I had to make that decision for the people. But at the same time, you understand Killmonger. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's right.
It's
affected from that situation. But you know, Baba did it. Just he had to do what he had to do at that moment. He had to do it. That gotta be the horrible thing, man.
And then it looks like he could tell in his face he didn't want to kill his brother. No. You could tell in his face, I do not want to fucking do this to
him. Yo,
because you see the look in his face like. Just come back with me.
This kid is crazy.
He's like, dude, you fucked up. But come back. Say, dude, I'm gonna come back. I know what you're gonna do to me. Say, dude, come back. Just come back. You know what I'm saying? I'm your brother. Just come back. And then he was like, nah, fuck that. And that's what ended up happening.
And then y'all noticed y'all understand? Did y'all trip off what Claw was basically represented? Did y'all trip off that? He's basically how black people look at the necessary evil for good.
Yep.
Like, I'm gonna sell drugs in the hood. I'm gonna do whatever, but I'm gonna have a turkey thing for the fam, you know, for the folks on this week. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be giving back to the hood. I'm gonna open up some barbershops. We doing free haircuts for kids.
Like some Nino Brown shit.
Well, no, I was saying like how real cats was though. Like, you know, especially like New York, Chicago, St. Louis. You know, these L.A. where they were the Bay.
Right.
You know where cats was New Orleans, where cats would be like, man, I'm doing it for a bigger thing. You know, they dealing with a lot of white guys, Mexicans, things
Robin
like that.
Hood.
Though, yeah, but they feel like it was a bigger good though.
Absolutely.
And same thing with Killmonger and his dad. It was like, well, okay, I'm gonna deal with the devil, but my bigger plan is this. But if you dip your foot in that sauce, you become evil.
Right, so you can't be out here calling evil good, trying to do evil and call it good.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole thing with Kimmel. Like, you can't be out here doing evil and call it good. You can't. Like,
I can't be selling drugs and giving back to the hood. Like, I'm going to uplift the hood, though. But
you keep killing your people. But you killing your own people.
Exactly. But to get that vibration, you had to kill your own people.
Right, and then you can sell. He even admitted his own. He said, I kill many people. I kill my own. He said, I kill my own people. I kill my own brothers. Like, he straight said it. It went calm when he took his shit off. Like, everyone these dice is a kill that I made from overseas.
But they created that. They created that.
Yeah, and it, you know what I'm saying? It's shit like that. So that's why I'm saying, like, with someone like Killmonger, you understand his, as a villain, he's a sympathetic villain. Because it's like, yeah, you what you're doing and how your execution is fucked up, but your foundation on why you're doing it. I can't say I don't understand it because my nigga, like, if you know you entitled, you supposed to be entitled to something, like, you know you supposed to be entitled to something. Like, it's not like, oh, I've just found this out just out of nowhere. No, he been knew this since he grew up because his dad was the king's brother. Mm-hmm. So, of course he gonna know about everything. His dad taught him about all Wakanda.
All that type of stuff.
His dad taught him everything about Wakanda.
And not if his dad didn't know, that book taught him everything else that his dad didn't teach.
Exactly. And you know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, now him, you know, growing up, having his own worldly experience, he learned about shit like that. Yeah, so he looking at shit like, this really is my birthright. Technically, this is my birthright. Mm. And I do know about how you become Black Panther because thank you, Dad, for putting me on game. So it's like, I already know how the game works here. I already have a damn good idea based off what I already know. So it's like, so my thing is, you fucking me up because you killed my pops, made me an orphan. Because you don't know what happened to his mama. So we just gonna assume he's an orphan. You know, and
I was saying his mom. What if his mom was a crackhead fiend or something?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
His mom was a victim of all this shit.
Exactly. So we'll say he's effectively an orphan. And so, and then, so, nine times, so he's an orphan, and now he's an orphan, he's part of the system, so now he grew up in the system, mind you, he was a child prodigy, and went ahead and just made, and then went down a route out of fucking spite and anger and vengeance.
You know what, I think, he was kind of the spook that sat at the door, y'all ever seen?
Yes.
Because I wonder if you kind of did a kind of like, this is going to get real nerdy for our nerdy people, like, so, when S.H.I.E.L.D. fell, was that his opportunity to be able to go out and do what he wanted to do? Because it wasn't nobody to check nothing. Everything was all fucked up.
And it's
when S.H.I.E.L.D. fell, there was no safeguards for anything. So was that the opportunity? Killmonger was like, oh, I'm going to flip this shit now.
Because Killmonger clearly kept
the check because the homeboy knew who he was. Yeah. The CIA dude knew who he was. But I'm saying when S.H.I.E.L.D. fell and everything got all fucked up.
Stuff collapsed.
And like, you know, he was like, oh, shit, this shit.
Yeah,
Or what if Killmonger's involved in S.H.I.E.L.D.? Falling down. What if he's fucking with Hydra?
Never know.
If he's willing to deal with the devil to go,
he is a mercenary.
That's what I'm saying.
And he is a mercenary.
If he's willing to deal with the devil, who's to say he wouldn't help?
I mean, it's not in the MCU. It's not far fetched to think that.
You know, I was just like, yo, Killmonger was on some like, S.H.I.E.L.D. fell. Oh, ain't nobody tracking me no more now.
Yeah, because
we're good to go. Let's get it popping.
Right, because you got to remember, Killmonger, he really was, because you got to remember I think it was Ross who even said, like, yeah, like, he straight
know. Oh, Rhodey didn't know Rhodey didn't know him.
Right.
And what's home, Falcon? Sam Wilson didn't know who he was.
I think because they both Air Force, he Marines.
No, Sam Wilson is Army.
I thought, he is Army. That's right. I thought he was Air Force. Okay.
No. Rhodey's Air Force.
Rhodey's Air Force. Okay.
Yeah, Sam Wilson is Army, though.
So, I don't know, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. They said he became a Navy SEAL. So, there you go. So, there's three different branches.
So, yeah, he's in
there. But, I mean, if you heard this crazy dude that's been out there, the streets would know,
and
right?
My nigga, but you got to train Navy SEAL fucking niggas up. And that's another thing people understand. It wasn't like...
With a PhD from MIT.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what people got to understand. Like, the fact that he could hang with T'Challa, like, what? Like, I know some people are like, damn, how does he hang with T'Challa? He was a Navy fucking SEAL. Like, a Navy SEAL... Navy SEAL is what took out Bin Laden. So, keep that in mind. So, and per what Ross, I think that was Ross that said, yeah, he systematically know, by himself, I know how to take out a country.
Yeah, because they drop him in a country, don't know, act like who he is, and he leave it and fuck it up and leave it.
Yeah, he say, I know systematically how to shut down a government, how to shut down a country.
That's why I was thinking this whole thing with Claw was a setup. He had this plan out for Lord knows how long to do all this.
Yeah, I think he did. I honestly think he did have.
He's the spook that set the door, though. He's like, I'm going to get all this game, all this training. I'm going to get everything.
Oh, no, it was 100% a long game, like, to basically, as a revenge spot for us, just to get back, just say, like, I want my birthright, and I want revenge for my fucking
father. And I want that vibranium.
And I want that fucking vibranium. Because it's like, if I, especially, I know this, and I'm going to have a country, I want to have an army by my side that historically has never lost.
And you know what's so funny?
Think about it.
He probably read about vibranium, but the funny thing, he probably started seeing it when the Avengers came out.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
You hear about Cap's shield is made out of vibranium.
So this ain't fake. This is dead.
No, you heard about it because I think he's probably never seen vibranium himself. He's probably only heard about it until he saw it working in action with Cap.
And then Avengers 2 with the whole Sokovia incident.
Yeah, and you got Vision. And you know he probably get into all this stuff and see, like, it's a dude made of vibranium out here? Merkin cats? What?
That's crazy. So that's what I'm saying. So, no, it's possible. It's not far-fetched in the MCU.
If you connect it all together, y'all think Killmonger's dead, though?
Well, in the comic book, he does not come back. Yeah.
I'm saying in the film world, is he dead, you think? Well, Teddy thinks he's dead. I don't think he's dead.
It's possible he could have died because it's very possible he could be dead. I'm going to say this is the reason why. Because, yeah, he pulled out the spear, but I'm thinking, like, if he got stabbed in, like, in a major artery or some shit like that, because you got to remember, Black Panther, he not Batman. Black Panther is trained to kill. Yeah. Like, keep that in mind. Like, no, he trained to straight take niggas out the game permanently. So he went for a kill shot.
Yeah.
But he went for a kill shot that you don't survive until you take that shit out and I can fix you if necessary. That's what I'm saying. I think he knew the kill shot he was doing. And at the same time, I think people probably don't understand. Like, well, it's vibranium. How fuck him up? It's like piercing. And that's another thing people gotta understand. Like, you understand, like, how is he able to stab them with, like, something that's vibranium? Not only was it vibranium, Black Panther suits can be pierced. They can't be shot. They can't be hit with blunt force. They can't be cut unless it's along the grain.
Yeah.
Or you're piercing it.
Like, going directly into,
like, it. Right. Because it's mesh. Because it's a mesh weave.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the whole suit's a mesh weave. Yeah. Even the new suit is still a mesh weave. So with someone like Black Panther and him knowing, like I said earlier, damn near every martial art, plus making his own shit up, he already knew what the fucking kill shot was like on some Gangs of New York type shit.
Yeah, and you know what? Killmonger, that's the thing he did not know, because he did not know the functions of the technology.
Right.
He just heard about it.
Yeah, Black Panther, of course, my little sister. He knows it
back and forth.
My little sister. And that was one
of my beat stories that they. I think there's a deleted scene, though, somewhere where he comes in and finds a suit. On some, like, oh shit, because I thought they did it the juxtaposition when they showed the two suits. When Black Panther was like, nah, I'm gonna rock with this one because somebody want to shine with this one. I guarantee you, there's gonna be the leading scene where he come in and be like, oh, that shit fly right there.
Yeah, because
what's that dude right there? And he asked homeboy from Get Out, what's that dude? Oh well, but woo. Because it's no way he can know. He just knows what vibranium can do. He doesn't know the capacity of it because all this shit's behind his veil curtain.
Yeah. Right, the only person that knows it, like, really inside out is Shuri.
Yep.
And, of course, Shuri going to let her brother
know. Well, no, Black Panther does too.
But, like, even then, Shuri still had to tell him, hey, so damn, so this is how you say, yeah, this is how this real way works. We do this, and this. He's like,
yeah, that's the only thing, though. Like, how did he know how to work that technology off the strength? You know vibranium's dope. That's like me saying, like,
right,
you know, I got $100,000. I know I can spend it, but I don't know how to flip it. Yeah, like, I don't know anything about that type of money.
Right.
But I just know there's probably a deleted scene, though, where maybe he looking at some diet. Oh, yeah, cause shit.
It's no like, way on the computer or something. Show,
yeah, because he's already making came out
in
hand.
Introduced to the suit, yeah.
Yeah, like him being introduced to the suit, like, oh, snap, let me grab that.
As a king, he probably got opened up to everything that he needed.
Absolutely. And speaking of kings, so, like, I didn't trip off of it. Like, I looked in the movie. I didn't know if anyone else tripped off of it. I was like, oh, so your actual new suit is technically your crown at the same time. I was like, oh. Because
you can be Black Panther and not be the king.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So technically, that's your crown.
Because
so,
Shuri becomes Black Panther.
Right.
For a minute, but she never becomes the king or queen of
Wakanda. Right. Well, she does become monarch. She becomes monarch.
Yeah, but it was like a regent. It's a difference.
Well, I thought because Black Panther got taken out, and because Black Panther had no kids, it all make it goes to the next
right, city. But she's a regent.
That's true.
Mm. It's just like how the Queen Elizabeth is like, yeah, you're the queen. We just waiting for the next dude to come through.
Yeah.
Right, so basically like a placeholder kind of
thing. Exactly.
Right.
You're just holding the spot. Yeah. Kind of like Queen Cleopatra. They just waiting
like
for you
a
to
steward.
Have
like really,
a steward.
Like
time out. Yep. Just here for
like
time
technically
out.
Black Panther, at that point in time in Civil War, when T'Chaka died, he was technically a regent too. Mm. Because like I said, when Dorns of Gimmel, like I said, when he actually had his coronation,
mm-hmm.
that's what I said. That was his actual coronation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say, and you know, that was his that was the coronation. That was his official coronation.
Mm.
So let's say, so all this time, he's just been interim. He's just been a regent,
yeah.
like Daryl just said.
Yeah.
So
you just been having. Well, no, I think that literally is happening right after the Civil War. You know that, right? That plane scene is on his way back.
Mm-hmm.
That's right afterwards, because remember he says like, "I never get enough of doing this."
Yeah.
So this is very much around that same time.
Yeah. So when he left, that's when you starting to go towards where Black Panther is, and that. And y'all remember, like, even with his suit, like, he still had his original suit.
Mm-hmm.
So, for all we know, he flew across maybe, like, a day or two back. No, probably, like, no, since it's vibrating, he probably flew over there hella fast.
Yeah.
And then got back to Africa and probably went ahead and found out what happened to Nakia on her undercover mm-hmm. mission. It probably jumped off right after, like Daryl said. That's when everything mm-hmm. probably jumped off right there. Mm-hmm. Because I think Okoye was with Black Panther.
Yeah, she was on the ship.
She was on the ship. I'm talking about even like as part of Dora Milaje, the whole time. Like when she even went in Civil War. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking maybe she has made more scene, but if she's the general, if she's the head, you know, yeah, of course she's gonna be. If she's the head of detail, of course she's gonna be there.
I mean, no, in Civil War they showed him just flying the plane, but maybe she was on it. We don't know.
Yeah,
you know
I mean, she had security detail, so hell yeah, she's gonna be there. You know, that's
It's ill because if you look at the whole, like, on the bigger MCU level,
mm-hmm.
the Soul Gem is probably there, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would say so because, you know what I'm going to say there? Think about it. What is in, like, I'm going to say this even for comic book.
But does Wakanda know it's there, though? Or is it something on some, like, we ain't even know it's there?
That I don't know, but I'm saying
what if it's also a power in vibranium? Like, it's like the thing that's really, like, producing vibranium through the ground. And they this whole time didn't even know that
it was
this
just,
was there.
Or the Soul Stone is inside the vibranium. Was inside the meteorite that can't crash down to Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that think mean, about yeah. it. Like, because yeah. think about it, because, like, like, the Soul Stone radiation probably messed with that meteorite in that universe. I'm not saying in the actual comic universe.
Yeah,
I'm saying the Marvel universe, they could say that. Say it was in the meteorite that made vibranium. That crash landed to Earth. And that's when everything happened. And they probably been mining it so long, but they probably, like you say, they never hit the reserve of it. And you say they never got, and they'll say,
it was giving you so much, well, you never even wanted to go below the depths of it because you're getting
so
much.
Right.
So much anyway.
Right. And they've been doing that for that millennia.
Yeah.
So
we never had to go that lore.
And so think about it. So, and plus, we've seen in Infinity War, the little clip, like, they actually, it's a battle, it looks like it's a battle scene in
Wakanda. Yeah.
So, while we know, if my theory is correct, Thanos may come through, like, oh, no wonder this is radiating. Takes it out, and then for all we know, they start straight throwing the comic book shit where how vibranium became inert. Like, as soon as you take that out, all vibranium just say nope and becomes inert. Like, that was the half life. Like, as soon as you take that out, that's the end of the half life. Like, think about it, like, even though it's a soul stone, I'm just saying, think about it because
it could be a major part of
right,
what powers it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just it just kills its half life, like, instantaneously. Like, oh, damn. You know what I'm saying? So,
and this movie taught us listen to black women too, man.
Yeah, it really did. It really did, man.
Because
like, for really
Shuri,
good.
Because Black Panthers make their own suits in general. He let his own shit down. Let his sister start doing his tech, right?
Yeah.
Because the Black Panther was to make. He makes his own suit because he's like, oh yeah, that's my suit to fly shit right there. I made that, and she was like, oh, that's that old shit. Let me come on over here to my own.
She said, "What's this, right?" It's like, that's your suit. He said, "Everything is hidden in your necklace." Like,
what?
Yeah, that was dope. She took the tech to the next level.
Like, basically, she really was, like, and then that's when you find out, so the smartest person in the MCU is actually Shuri.
Or is it Riri? Is
Riri? No, in the MCU.
You. Oh, okay.
No, not in the comics. I'm saying MCU.
In comics, is Riri, right? Or is it the leader?
No, it's, no,
the leader might be the smartest.
No, it's actually, Moon Girl. Moon Girl.
Okay.
Moon Girl from Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
Okay.
Which is a little black girl, but no, she is considered the smartest person in Marvel. Like, for real.
Yeah, I can't wait to Infinity War till she starts fucking with Tony and be like, oh, that's that old shit, man. We got that was like that's that ancient shit right
like,
there.
And so she's like, oh, really? What? And then what if all we know, she's like, oh, I can reverse engineer that. And she just reverse engineered arc reacting technology out of nowhere. Like, she's like, oh, yeah, I can reverse engineer that. And she do it with vibranium. She's like, yeah, I reverse engineer that. Because, think about it. Even in the comic books, my nigga Black Panther did have his own Hulkbuster armor.
Yeah.
So it's like, he had his own Hulkbuster. Well, I mean, our vibranium. So I'm thinking, like, who's to say that Black Panther can't reverse engineer Shuri and Black Panther, yeah, you know, both of them combined? Because Black Panther still is a fucking genius in his own right.
Yeah.
And he's scientific mind in his own right. So it's like, who said both of them can't not come
and
up
and I think
with
he bought the Avengers Tower too, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm probably sure he did.
And like, we can retrofit this shit back up.
He's like, no, we're going to make this new kind of embassy.
I was saying he was redoing his Avengers Tower.
Shit, if I was not only that, but I would just make that a kind of embassy. Fuck that. I'll make that new kind of embassy.
No, it's in Oakland. Yeah, he already said it's
shit, make another one. I'll make another one.
No, the thing is, though, this is my dream, though. This is my dream for Infinity War, is that the hood is the one that helped him out. Because I was thinking that they're getting all this training of technology in the hood.
Thanos
is popping out, you know what I'm saying? They start busting. They like, Cap, pull on, we got you, Cap. And they drag him on back and start busting. Maybe they don't, the overall saviors, but they come in with some other shit that Shuri didn't show them in the resource lab area that they built there.
And you know what? What's crazy? You know what? Let's move on to something real quick.
The white man.
Let's go ahead and talk about let's go ahead and talk about my man Everett Ross, man. So let's go ahead.
The colonizer.
I love that fucking word now. Yeah. I love that fucking word. So anyway, with Everett Ross, I want people to understand something right now. If you don't know who Everett Ross is in the comments, let me go ahead and just give you the basic explanation of what he is right now. Everett Ross, if you ever watched Key and Peele and you remember the Barack Obama skits with Luther.
Stop for a second. I was thought about something I want to bring in from before with Killmonger sending all the weapons. I was thought about something. Because he's sending them to all the spies, right? All this stuff to all the spies.
Yeah.
Right, all the war dogs, right.
He was assuming that all them was just going to be down what he was talking about off the strength.
Because...
No, and it's not T'Challa. T'Challa sending this to me. This some dude named Killmonger. Who the fuck?
But, you know, the whole thing going to be like if they got word that this happened.
I know, but I'm just saying. But that's holding for a light that everybody's just going to... Just get behind the cart
and just be down. He was winging it with that.
He was 100% winging it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You was assuming that maybe some people would be like,
the confines of Wakanda are going to feel the same rebellion or
Or maybe I'm just like, I don't know this dude. Yeah. We need to come back for a meeting or something, though. You know, maybe I need to come back.
Orders or something.
Yeah, what's going on? I need to meet you or something. Yeah. And so that was something I was like, well, he just assumed a lot.
It's definitely
going back to some hotel shit, assuming a lot of shit is supposed to happen.
Yeah, and that's his own fault. Like I say, that's him going off of emotion. You know, he's not going off of logic at that point. He's going off of emotion. So for people who don't know who Everett Ross is, to get back to that for a second, if you have watched Key and Peele, you remember the Barack Obama skits with Luther. Basically, that's who Everett Ross is. He's Black Panther's white Luther. In so many words, in the comic, he's his white Luther. He talks to all the other countries, talk to the U.S., all the colonizer countries when he don't want to. He say, you talk for me, I don't feel like dealing with these motherfuckers. Like, handle my wife. That's the whole point of Everett Ross in the comics. In the movie, he's kind of that, but he's also the CIA liaison.
And he connects you to the MCU.
Yeah. So he's the CIA liaison. That's his Agent Coulson. That's his Agent Coulson. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let him be his.
He's the new Agent Coulson in general.
Right. I was like, nobody could beef if they went to Korea, Taiwan, wherever. Come on.
Yeah, that's his Agent Coulson. So that's what I'm saying. So that's the man who's going to be helping him out. And for people to say, and we talking about Facebook post that we seen circulating around. He didn't say it today. Did he help say it today? Yes.
Like black characters in white movies, it's the little black sidekick that come out.
Right.
Kick out four people though real quick and then, do his little pose. And you know what I'm saying?
He was just the air support for the whole,
already Air Force dude, so he was air support. Shit, you know how to do.
Yep. Right, so he was just like, okay, so we're going to put you in shit you know how to do. Here, we're going to retrofit everything so you know how to do everything, so help us out.
So basically, immediately they did everything. They put you on the training wheels for everything. They said, they made this just like your plane that you had.
Right. So
your plane, even though this plane is flying remotely, we made it like your plane that you know how to fly.
So they gave him, and then like I said, for you to say, oh, he saved them and saved the movie. Nigga, he got saved from fucking paralysis. What are you talking about? Like in 24 hours, he straight got saved from being paralyzed.
If that last shit would have got through, they could have really hustled that back at some point.
You said the part that, how does he know?
No, that everybody's going to be down.
They're going to be down with, yo, let's make it pop.
Because I'm going to call, because it'd be like if Jules was like, somebody came along, I was like, yeah, this is from Jules. I'd be like, call him like, hey, Jules, man, you said something in my career? Like, I'm not going to just...
Right.
Just pop up and then, you know, some dude named, oh man, I'm motherfucking Killmonger. We trying to take over this shit. Be like,
Well, he did win it. He won the seat, so.
No, he did not. He thought he won the seat.
Because remember, right, Chikala was still alive.
Because he's still alive.
That voided everything.
But
everybody knew that he was still alive, so only people who didn't know.
The streets thought he was dead.
The masses, ones who are... The generals and all that. That word already went out.
What if I'm loyal to that family, though, and I'm like, yo, I still need to find out. I need to come back. And if you did win and it's all good, I'll follow you.
But I think the general said it. She's for Wakanda. Like, you
you
got to look at it like that. Even if it was going out, it was orders going out with that thing.
Right, yeah.
So they would have had to follow no matter what. Even they'd be like, who's the killer?
Right, because at the end of the day, I fight for the country.
So that was deep. How they kind of show that
they're for the country.
For the country in that way.
Right, I fight for the crown. Yeah. Like, so my dedication is to, at the end of it, is to the crown. I can't be impartial. Because
look how easy it was, and not for nothing, but look how easy it was for a homeboy from Get Out, his clan, and the other
to ride around,
to kind of flip the script too. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You get an order sent to you, and that's your higher up. You got to listen to that. Like that.
And I wonder if they had it on streaming.
On who?
Streaming.
For all
No, I'm talking about all the spies at the crib watching online. Like, watching online. Like, oh shit!
I went. You know,
I told you T'Challa was soft. That kid is garbage.
I met him 10 years ago. I told you.
You know,
you ain't lying. This is
real shit. Real shit though. I don't think that's.
He's nothing like his father.
You know, I don't think that's far fit, because if these motherfuckers gotta have goddamn Kente cloth shields, goddamn me.
And they bored, so they doing this. Come on, I got 10 right now.
Yeah, hey, look, hey, some kids, three spies.
He loses, watch.
it's three spies sitting there.
Looking at the phone, watch.
Yeah, it's three spies sitting there, Harlem watching.
Right. Harlem, North Carolina, Atlanta.
No, they probably all come together. If you're all in the States, and we watching a fight in my crib. But even crazy, it's a last-minute fight.
Oh, brothers, come here.
It's a last-minute fight. Be on my house. It says in 5 hours.
Yeah.
Get on the spaceship and fly.
Everybody meet me at the crib. We got to...
Oh, you know the spot. I put on the big screen.
I told you that guy was pussy.
I put on the big screen.
Give me the DVI.
Hey, I understand they got technology like that. How they not streaming the fights? Maybe they are all down because they saw the fight.
Like, everybody know.
Killmonger's a bad motherfucker.
You
see the shit? You didn't see it? Let me send it to you and shit though.
No, I'm telling you what they did. They retrofitted a Cody stick with some vibranium. It's like, go ahead, stream that shit on the motherfucking Cody
stick. That technology, they probably got it hit in your mind. Like, you're nervous.
It's like, oh,
you're seeing it just through your head. Like,
right.
Or the imprint.
Yeah.
Brings all the.
Right, like. I'm like, what the fuck? But nah, man, people gotta understand, man, Evan Ross, man, like, he was integral. He was, for the air support, he was integral to them winning.
Yeah.
But was he the main purpose? No.
Because that was shit in the. I mean, it had gave Wakanda some problems. They could have got out of it. They could have got out of that with one ship. Now, if all four of them bad boys get out, then we in some.
I mean,
some
they got, the ship might have had a lot of stuff, but nothing in comparison to the.
But we could have backtracked and caught up with it at some point.
Yeah.
And got with it and everything at some point.
Right.
Maybe the tools would have got out. I mean, I just feel like they could have backtracked and said, like, okay, well, we're going to send some ships after. Yeah. Where is it going? We
they
can track where it's
going.
Going.
They knew
and
where
be like,
going.
Okay,
yeah,
we get a radio to head.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And be like, hey, yo.
Get the delivery.
Yeah, like, hey, there's some stuff coming in.
They're too advanced not to.
Yeah, we good. We good. Everything's good. T'Challa's back on the throne. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just send that on back, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a, just to give him a placeholder. Yeah. Not get, you know.
And everybody was following orders, so it's not like criminals was doing it. It was just that everybody was following their orders. They loyal to the king.
They loyal to the crown. Loyal to the crown. What do you, I mean, we going to wrap it up in a second, but what would y'all like to see in part two?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, origin film, I had to take some of the talking and all that was, you got to take that in. Mm-hmm. The story was just so deep. I don't think I want to see, you got to come hard, man. Like, Killmonger, you got to either bring him back, somehow tie something in. Like, so you said earlier, do you think Killmonger's dead, mm-hmm. right?
Because he said that line about burying me in the water.
But I don't think he is, and I'm going to tell you why.
Because he said that line, because if he was dead, I think they would have showed his funeral, them putting him in the water.
Exactly. And the key is that this is an advanced race of people. Like, they got the technology to bring anything back.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real. Forrest Whitaker probably ain't going to be gone. But they could probably bring this dude back or Cryo, like they did Bucky. Look how they woke Bucky up. So keep it 100. Look at the ending scene, this credit scene, right? The end credit scene. Bucky is awoke or whatever, or he could still be asleep. And that's what he's seeing. But if he's not, and that's what he's dealing with, they probably reconfigured his brain.
They did. He said I ain't had no feeling like that in like 6 months or something.
And they're calling him the White Wolf.
So why they can't do that with your man? Reconfigure his whole joint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And flip him up.
And flip him back. So it's important, and I think, and of course, maybe he's just too gone to come back. I mean, you could think he's coming back. They got so much story though there, man. But I would like them to indulge in some of the back history too.
Right.
Like you was talking about earlier, man. What if they was, you know, invaders coming through and they was getting lost and it gets that deep? Like, there's so much you can do with that.
See, T'Challa's father or young version of T'Chaka.
Now, I have an idea. Somebody needs to redo the Godfather 2 mythos for a movie. If y'all understand what I mean by that. Where
it's like Godfather's like where like it's a present day story and a flashback story
at the same time, but you have the colonizer situation from both sides.
You're talking about the
you show the ancient Black Panther fighting against the oppressors coming in, and the same thing with T'Challa in the present with the government the and different kind of doing the same exact
thing. What if after Infinity Stone, what you said comes to reality and they lose that power of the vibranium?
Oh, you saying now they don't got them level, huh?
And that's what I'm saying.
Now it's all thugs out.
Yeah, it makes everything inert. That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly. Yo, there's so much, man.
Because, like I said, it goes back to the comic storyline. You know what I'm saying? What if they did that? And think about it like this, man.
Who could be the villain then? I'm trying to think who is on the board that has been brought out as a villain.
As far as what?
For Black Panther in that situation, he just said where vibranium's gone or they kind of defenseless. Who could be the main villain that situation?
Why not? What's his name? I really got close with that king dude, but
you know what?
The one with the ice mountain, the hills,
you talking about Manape?
What if he flips the script? You know, it's so much because now they ain't got the power. Now it's all
we go back to the basics.
Right. Like, yo, everybody get it.
Yeah, because you know what? Because like I said, they lose the power by brain. He didn't lose his heart-shaped herb power.
Nah.
Now, he didn't lose his natural super soldier serum. He didn't lose that. Like, he just lost his vibranium. So, it would be a hell of a fight. But, you know, I'm going to say this, man.
Also, I think they could bring Killmonger back in the heart-shaped, the psychedelic heart-shaped thing, too.
Could be. Because
he's technically a king. So, now wouldn't he be in that lineup with all of the kings? Because he took the heart-shaped herb, too. Or wouldn't he technically be a king? Panther sitting there out there with them. Possibly. Maybe he needs to holler at Killmonger being like, yo, like, these motherfuckers is wilding. Like, what would you do? Like, I know we ain't fucked around like that, but what would you do? Because you got that military cunning.
I don't think they should chuck him to the wind like that. As far as film, Michael B. Jordan in that character is pretty dope. And I would love to see more of him. Of course, you would like to see him more villainish. Yeah. So I don't think him
but
stepping into
that.
But you
can't be too villainish more than him because you got 13-year-olds up in there for the PG-13. Even though we would have loved.
Yeah. When you look at it like that, yeah, of course. So, of course, you can love and hate like Lex Luthor. You can love and hate him at the same time.
I mean, you can do it just as far as like just still since Nakia. Since we know Nakia, a.k.a. Malice. Since she does turn supervillain and she does turn agent like Killmonger.
So how would they flip that? I like his theorem of like how like they lose vibranium and they get invaded. But how would Nakia become the main villain? in that scenario. Is that what, who you saying the main villain could be for the next
one? Well, no, I'm just saying, like, she could be, like, a supporting villain, maybe. Like, she could
so
be,
who
like...
who could be the main villain that you were thinking about just now?
On some real shit, since we have it back now, since we do have Marvel property back from Fox, on some real shit, Doom. I'm gonna say this.
Yeah, right, they ain't gonna waste Doom. They ain't gonna waste Doom.
No.
I wouldn't say waste. Waste is a bad word.
I'm gonna say waste. I'm gonna say this. It'd be a good introduction to Doom. I'm gonna say this reason why. Because every time I think about a story about Doom, one of the main things is, like, I remember, what was that? The first Secret Wars. And it was a what if story with Secret Wars. He kept the Beyond His Power. It's like, you know, that when he got the Beyond His Power the first time and before he lost it. So it's like, what if he kept it the whole time, right? And the first thing he did, literally, was take out Wakanda. He wasted no time with nothing else. Wakanda was his first target. Wakanda. No one else. Because he already knew. Because
they got the all shit.
Because Wakanda is unfuckwittable.
So if he could take them out, I got everything else.
You know what I'm saying? If I could take out Wakanda, then everything else ain't shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me take out the hard shit first. It's like the irredeemable story, like the plutonium evil Superman took out their version of Batman. That's the first thing he did. Like, he wasted no time. Like, let me go ahead and take out the biggest threat now. You know what I'm saying? So before I try to do this world domination shit. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and take out Wakanda by making this shit inert.
Because Wakanda's not perfect underneath that.
No, it's not. It's not. And that's what I'm saying.
Once eliminate that power, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's savage. Wakanda's going to go down. Catch his wallet.
Yeah.
We're going to get it. Hold
so
up.
Maybe that is, because maybe they lose all their
vibranium. It's the only thing that keeps those different
tribes
at bay. Is that opportunity, though, to rule is there. They go for it thirsty. And that's what happened when that kid came out.
Ooh. When Ibaku came out,
He came out. He came to get that because he wanted. Like, look, but now imagine that vibranium is gone.
Uh-huh. And then he come back like, and then now he member of the council. Like, wait a minute. So all your shit don't work no more.
But are they worth the attacking it if they don't have it though? That's the only.
But my thing is, I think his whole, Doom's whole thing is, that's the whole. Thank you. See, Doom's whole thing is ego. He was like, you know what? I'm gonna take out these motherfuckers first, because I don't like y'all. I don't like what y'all can do. You know, so I don't like what y'all can do. He say, I should be better than y'all. How dare you be better than me? How dare you be better than Doom? How dare your country be better than my country? You see what I'm saying? That's Doom's arrogance and ego. That's what I'm like. He gonna be on some. No one should have a better country than Doom. Doom's country is second to no one. It's second to no country. You know what I'm saying? It could be some shit like that. Because, like I said, I want to say that's one of the reasons it did become a nerd in the comics. Because of Doom War.
It was,
like, real shit. Like, it shit got real. And he's just like, I got to get rid of this shit. So as a failsafe, he's like, fuck it. Everything a nerd.
But even as a villain, that'll be dope. What about backstory and even giving us the glimpse of how... Because Wolverine got it, right? How many, and I mean, under the umbrella now of Disney, you can literally bring in a bunch of different aspects of what that vibranium been at.
Yeah.
Who stole it, who fought for it, you know what I mean? Like, and you could bring a lot of the origins. How did Stark's pops get it? Like, you can really indulge on everybody on
right, it. And then, well, if low key they, I don't think black people be ready for this, but if they insert kind of like how we talked about a second ago. With the new story, like how they found out that they did the same, like the Wakandans did the same shit the colonizers did to get vibranium. Like it came from out, like say, came, since we know it's a, since we know it came, so we know it's a meteorite that crash landed on Earth.
But they have a storyline with that right now.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
well,
talking about the point of
like, just what they put there in the movie, like as far as a flashback, like Black Panther found out, like, oh, we didn't find this shit. Yeah, we did the same shit that the colonizers did. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you put that in there, it'd be a whole new conversation. Like. Then why were you thinking about it? Like, damn, is this what the African is? Damn, like,
but the ill part is that his dad might even know that. That's going back far.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like some, like, he find out since he gonna be, and this is how I think the Soul Stone can also work. Since technically he be king of the dead. Think about
it.
Because he's king of the dead, and he has every knowledge from every Black Panther since the first one. And so, and he will say, and that's when we become King of the Dead. King say, because that's where all the black. So basically, you over all the Black Panthers who died. So basically, you get all their knowledge. That's your four. That's like the force, like leadership. That's like some force, like the Matrix of leadership plus like the force, like with Yoda, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Same kind of concept.
But that's what's dope, yo. Because you said this, and then maybe and that's how embrace they embrace right. that and say, yo, this is. It's no different than any of those stories, dog. Yeah.
Like, for all we know, that's how the soul stone, maybe that's how they enter into, like, that, you know, the other plane existence to meet the other Black Panthers is because of the soul stone, since the soul stone can do what? Control what? Life and death and souls. You see what I'm saying? It can totally, it's totally meant to control the other side. That's the whole point of the stone. So it's like, it makes sense why you can go to the City of the Dead and see the rest of the Black Panthers like they were. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It makes sense why
you
can do
that. That's dope, though. That's what gives you... That's what gives you... It's like, yo, it's no different than Simba and anybody who deal with the ghost of some... You know what I mean?
That, right. It's the same shit.
Man of Steel did it beautifully. Yeah. Like, and it was...
Right.
A lot of people was like, what the, I thought he was dead. It's not that he was dead. Like, you just... It's another level, man, and I think that's where it's supposed to take us. It's supposed to take us to this world where we can indulge into this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because it's personal to us. When you look at it, I mean, that's in reality, Black Panther had a lot of little tearful moments, man. Keeping it 100, keep it 100.
Right, and I can say, you know what I mean? Right.
Put that hood to the side, so you can watch this movie and enjoy it. Because there were so many moments, man, that you wish you could talk to somebody, man. In your past, or you know, passed away, that's close to you. Yo, that's real stuff. So them doing that, and then you can yell at them too. Like that was, yo, that was. Come on, man, it was some deep stuff with this movie. I think that's what resonated with a lot of people. Like that, I'm gonna just say this kid's a genius. How the way he just told those stories, man, and the man who actually co-wrote too. I think that's dope because. You give something relatable to this movie to people, man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's what made it G.
And that's the beautiful thing that Marvel did, man. And I'm really glad Marvel let Ryan Coogler rock out and do what he did with this. Yeah. I'm really glad Kevin Feige and all them dudes really let that brother do what he do with that
Just
movie.
Just let him run with it. Because like, nobody can understand really glad that.
They knew that, though.
They had to let him do
they
it,
knew
huh?
Though. They ain't done. They knew.
He probably was at them tables talking hood, too.
No, well, I can do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know, also real shit. But like Daryl said, I think they knew that because for the sole fact, they see the climate in America. Yeah, they see that. They see the climate when it comes on to Black people. They see that we need this.
And it's like, not how, token. Like, it's not a token. And like,
that,
yo,
and that's the beautiful
you know,
thing.
You know how I felt in the beginning with the whole, I felt like 19 films down the road, we should have been got a Black Panther, but I can't even get mad at it. The right person got it.
Yeah.
Right, and that's the whole point.
And I wonder if they probably was like, man, we got to use somebody. But damn, man, we like this.
Figgy couldn't do it. Nobody could do it.
And I think that, was Marvel's whole point in a sense was, you know, they knew that, like, we tired and like yeah, it's like since Blade or some shit like that, we really haven't got a chance to see no shit like that way. We see a lot of slaves.
And Blade don't have no mythos.
They don't have no mythos.
Right. Like, said, right. We ain't seen no. We ain't seen.
It was a black superhero. It's a vampire. But it wasn't. Right, yeah, right, it wasn't a historical something that. Leads you up to this point, right? Like the 300 leads you to
It was like a black. It's like it's for us. It was like a black. Seemed like some black 300 type shit. It's like for us.
But that's what's dope about it.
That's what's great.
The eras of just the beauty of the royalty from you know the beginning, man. That was dope.
And what's dope about it even more is the sole fact that you know they really took their time out to make sure. They were going to make sure to talk to us in the movie. Yeah. Like, that's one thing I appreciate. Like, you could tell it's a conversation that no one else, unless you black or African descent, you're not going to, like I said earlier, it's conversations that's going to be talking directly to you that you not going to know about unless you're part of Disparia. That's just what it is. And that's one thing I appreciate. That's why I think Marvel let them rock there. Because, like, they know the climate. They know what we know. They know we getting tired of seeing slave shit. They know we getting tired of seeing shit in the hood. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, shit in the hood all the time. And crime and all that shit. Like, we want to see some superhero shit. We want to see strong. We want to imagine. I'm like, why?
I felt like I was watching Star Wars, dog.
Like,
you're 100 with you, had the mass... of it
and like the scenes like the space of the dancing on, like man. The scenes where they're like dum, 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 like oh shit like,
and I get in front there was you know you laugh when you first see like get out dude I had a little video I took his picture and I was going up and down because we was doing this it was so funny and to see but it was so dope to kind of see this on film in a way that it's not, you know, like downplayed or just like dissed. Like, you know what I mean? Right, right. A lot of people, because you see a lot of Facebook posts, man, people posting stuff, man, gonna say no names. But a lot of people just have a negative mindset, man. It's and it would never shit, change. Man. And they don't know how to watch a movie, enjoy a movie. And capture
because it ain't they goddamn movie in their mind and they take it without
but not even that it's not Empire or it's not Power or it's not Boys in the Hood or it's not something that we systematically socially know like that's in this backyard
let us have this man, let your kids imagine this
sad is 10 years from now they'll be jocking it though.
Yeah.
Oh, you know they'll appreciate
it later on. No. They just want to be down because there'll be some other shit that'll come out. They'll be like, oh, that shit ain't got nothing. I'm going to tell you what. Remember Black Panther came out?
When the culture changes, when we don't look like we're lost anymore. And I'm Dominican at the end of the day, but I'm waiting for ours to come out too now. You know what I'm saying? But when the culture changes, where we appreciate ourselves so much more, man, and we don't look because you know.
That's how you're part of us, man.
Dominican, come on, listen. Our mother's black. End of the day, you know what I'm saying? We black all day. You part of us. I'm on the narrow. Where you gonna come? But no, all just aside, it's like yo, there's so much to this movie that's bigger and it transcends to more than just black people. You know what I mean? It's just like it's so much about it that to me, to see the beauty of it, man, it was G.
It's inspirational, man.
Like, and it's not like what's the I was gonna say the name. What's the name of that Disney movie? Man, felt like it was in New Orleans, but it was
Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, it was cool, but it was like this is beyond that. It's not like the Tolkien cartoon or you know what I mean? Like even when you watch Moana and you see the culture in that, you get to see these cultures. Just live and but live, come on, man. That was hard, man.
And probably one of the best things I've seen and what felt personally, man, was seeing like I was on IG. And my wife sent me this, and so shout out to my wife Erica, man. She sent me a post. I wish I could find it right now. It was like two little black boys right. Outside the movie.
And he was pointing at the
poster. Dude, that did something to me. I was like, dog. That's why I said it took me back when I was like 6, 7, man, trying this shit. That did something to me. I'm like, dude, like, you don't want these little kids to have this shit?
Yeah.
Like, when has a black child, like, for real? Like, let's be honest here. Like, your son or daughter, when have they got a chance to feel like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't take that shit away from being extra and be on some bullshit, man. No, let your child, let your children, let the kids have this, man. Like, they need to see some shit like this. Like, especially now with the bullshit we got going on.
Yo.
Like, we need this. Like, it's therapy, man. It helps us, man. Let us have this shit. Don't be on no bullshit and try to be on some negative shit just to be negative. Like, no, don't do that. Like, that shit don't make sense. No one likes an asshole. Don't be an asshole. Like, just let us have this greatness. No matter what you just say and do, it's not gonna stop this movie from doing what the fuck it's doing. So y'all might as well stop. Like let it ride. Let it happen. I'm saying this as a nigga who love DC.
And some people are just dissenters though too. Man.
Just being contrarian. Yeah,
like, man, Jimmy Carter fucking up. Like every president, they just always
like motherfucker, and you got motherfuckers being contrarian just to be contrarian and something like that. You're like, no, don't be like that. Take your back seat like so. And then anyone who feel like they marginalized, like as a marginalized group, you know what I'm saying? And don't marginalize a group. Don't be a marginalized group and marginalize another marginalized group.
I mean, it's the oppression Olympic shit.
Don't do the oppression Olympic shit. Like, no, this ain't the time for none of that. Like, we give you, like, you know, and everyone knows what we're talking about. And like I said, I do support them. But like I said, let us have this. Mm-hmm. Let us have it. Like, this ain't the time for that. It really ain't the time for that. Like, and I'm saying, I love, so it's really talking to all my LGBT brothers and sisters. Like I said, I've got love for y'all. I support what y'all do. Y'all should be able to be happy just like anyone else. And I really do support that and believe that. But let us have this.
I think that article that was circulating was Breitbart.
Okay, because I was thinking like, I hope that's not the case, man. Because I was hoping like, man, I hope y'all ain't like that, man. Because one lesbian Dora Milaje was there, but the other one went there, so you're not gonna have it. So for one, let's get that out the door. But so if you would know that, if you read, you fucking know that. But
hold on, was the one that Killmonger killed? Was that the one from Civil War?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so, no.
I was just wondering why it was like a big deal to everybody. Like, is this in general?
I think in general.
That he killed Doron Melange. I was wondering if he killed that other one.
Yeah, it's like you killed a Navy SEAL with your bare hand. Fuck yeah. It's like, oh, damn, you killed one of them?
Yeah.
Like, shit. You know what I'm saying? I think that's kind of like where everyone was at with it. That's where I've got from. But at the end of the day, man, like I said, you know, with people, man, this movie is greatness, black excellence personified.
Yeah.
Let it happen. Just let it happen.
And have fun.
Have fun with the shit, man.
It's a movie.
Enjoy yourself. It's
supposed to make you
go
imagine.
Go watch the shit more than once. I plan on doing it my damn self. I watched it in 2D. I'm going to watch the shit in 3D. Like, just enjoy it.
I ain't going to say no names. Somebody on Facebook posted a big post.
Fuck that, right?
It was a girl. And I read, and maybe she was like the third line in. She said it was too African-y.
Man, fuck you.
So it was mad.
Fuck you.
And I know all y'all got her on y'all
fuck
friends.
You.
But it was mad people
you tell
going
me
on.
Out there?
Huh?
You tell me who she's out there.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Yeah, tell us who's out there.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Fuck that.
But it was so crazy because I'm like, but people went in on her though.
Oh, okay.
But I think she was trolling low key because there's no way you look at this movie and you start saying stupid stuff or even. Oh, I can't wait for Infinity War. Like, that's
like
just,
I said, don't like, be listen, an asshole.
This
like,
is part of that whole universe. Let it rock, man.
Like I said, no one likes an asshole.
Look.
Don't be an asshole. Don't
Captain America,
that.
First Avenger. Mm-hmm. Hey, you had to sit there through the whole
But people went back and they appreciate that more
you
after
appreciate,
seeing the body
you appreciate
of work with everything.
Exactly. And even for me, because I ain't like the movie just in the era that it took place.
But
so
going
I get
back
it.
Though, you like, oh,
but
I
going
get
back,
it.
I understand it. And I definitely appreciate
the Tesseract and all
him
that
now.
Stuff
yeah, that was deep. So you know, like, it's a part of this universe. It's gonna make it go, you know, round. So let it happen, man.
Yeah, just
it
like,
might not be. He's not coming out where Black Lightning come from and all that, man. This
like,
is,
well,
it's, you know what I mean?
Right, like we don't like. This is like
even
one.
Right, Black Lightning was till 4 weeks ago.
Right,
I agree.
It's just the main thing, like.
We
seen
Black
some
Black Panther was until
Civil
War.
Let's
keep it 100.
Right.
There's a lot of people kind of like, what? Yeah. There's an animated too, y'all. Come on.
And it's like, and it was like, well, you know, a white man made Black Panther. Yeah, thank you, Stan Lee. Thank you, Jack Kirby.
And
we appreciate
it. And I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna talk about
the
this
fuck?
Real quick, just because I love talking about this. Yeah, at a time. So I didn't realize Black Panther
preceded
party.
Black Panthers. The actual Black Panther.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize that.
The Black Panther's party.
I thought there was a little like.
Oh, it came out in 66.
And that's dope. So that's definitely big shout outs to originators for that. But the thing I love, and I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I posted up my picture on Instagram of what we look like, right? When we went out there, you know, my wife had her little joint on and my son was styling on him. He looked like a straight up hitman too from Wakanda. I was like, yo, my man, chill.
He's like, kill somebody.
I went to Wildwood. There was no tickets nowhere close. Unless you're sitting in the front row somewhere. That's
all white people.
I never in my life had to wait till Sunday.
No, white people was going to see this shit.
Everybody and their moms. Well, I'm out there in Wildwood had flooded. I got the last three seats together, man.
And you up front with your head up.
I wasn't up front. Thank God I was like the front four rows and then
that's
but you were in the back of the front four rows.
So you
yeah.
You was
so,
using the, you wanted to put in
the
return.
We had the little
floor.
Aisle in front of us. So
okay.
One row over. We had perfect seats, but you might want to go up a little
just a little
that,
bit.
Bleh, you know what I mean? But Wildwood's not huge like that. But it was flooded.
All black people or black
all
men?
White people, eh?
Enough
fucking
Wildwood.
I'm out there. We up there like this, hey, we all chill. I got my hair out all crazy. Yo, I had the all black suit on, I had the Marvel shirt underneath. Man, it was so dope just to go see that. And I never been to Wildwood ever, and let alone go to a movie theater. So I had to drive 31 miles just to go see the movie, which to me, man, that's just, it was astonishing, man, to see the reaction from everybody going to see that movie, man.
Yeah, man, and you know what, man? And so for...
And they didn't know how to, they didn't know, they, I'm not going to say they, a lot of them kept leaving before the even first credit scene came on.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I kept saying, yo, it's not over. It's not, it's not over.
But some people are not here for the whole thing.
Yeah,
they
some,
for
some
this
people,
Black Panther.
Yeah, exactly. Some people
which
not
is fine.
Understanding
it,
but, you know.
But you know what, man? It's, like I said, it's just one of those, this is just one of the moments, like, in Black History Month, of all things as well, we got the first black superhero in comic book history.
Mm-hmm.
With his own movie.
Man. It was a real important
movie. On Black History Month. You know what I'm saying?
Because I wasn't agreeing at, with that at first.
No,
I,
that was the perfect
coming
song.
From,
perfect.
That was you the know perfect I was coming song. From? Yeah. Like that whole, yo, play it in the summer like anything else yeah. big. Why we can't be oh, big like that? But it actually is bigger than anything this year. So
because people had no excuse to not see it. Went to see it. They like, yo.
It came out.
If it was in the summer, they'd be like, man, I'm at the park. I'm hanging out at the park. I'll catch
you. Oh, they got the whole new record for the February. For, yeah. You know, they call it the dead season of movies, but it's
it ain't
not.
No dead season no more because it's no, not, Deadpool it's not. Proved that because Deadpool came out in February two exactly. years ago.
Yep.
So that proved, Deadpool proved that February's not
all
dead.
All the Fast and Furious come out in March or April, so it's not a dead season no more. It's really something that sparks May or whatever yeah. comes up. You know, it's definitely, yo,
Infinity
big ups, man. Big ups God to damn. What this movie did already, man.
For real, man. And so I really can't wait until to see the next movie, man. So I can't wait to see Infinity War and see how they do. The only problem I got right now is, as good as Black Panther was, Infinity War better kick ass.
It might,
it better kick ass. It better kick ass.
The reason I think it is,
it better kick ass.
Low. They ain't
I haven't seen anything too much about it, man.
No, I haven't seen too much at all.
Yeah, they better kick ass, man. Like, because Black, they got a lot to live up to, man. They set a ball.
But it's the Russo brothers, though.
But you know what, though? I'm going to keep it 100, though. It's not, you know, like, it's become the norm. As much as I do love all the movies in the genre, it's become the norm for a lot of superhero movies to come out. But this is Black Panther's the only movie that came out that kind of reinvented the concept of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So yeah,
the other ones were formulaic of what they was doing.
Formulaic especially, but this was the first one that really changed the tone of
kind
of
how Dark Knight did.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. In such a dope way. Just change the whole concept of what we think mentally.
Right.
Like, yo, this is a superhero. No, this is a superhero film.
No, it set a whole new standard.
Yeah, it set a whole new standard. And I said that before, not the last show because I wasn't here, mm-hmm. but the show before that, I said it's gonna change the game. It's gonna set a whole new standard.
Oh, absolutely. All so right.
Well, you got any more? We gonna wrap it up.
Oh no, that's pretty much it, man.
Make sure you email us landocalpod@gmail.com. If you're on YouTube listening, thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe. You can go on Google Play. We're on Spotify now, iTunes, Stitcher, everywhere. We appreciate all the love from everybody sending us shouts and love. Shout out to you, James, though, too, with the Black History joints, man.
That's G.
Yeah, that's G, man.
In fact, I'm a few days behind, man, because I just been busy as hell.
It's all good, man.
But hey, yo, I'm sorry, trying to catch up and post some more. Like I'm like some days behind, but I'm gonna post some more. But shout out to my boy Jonathan Northfleet, my boy Fleet, who been making all these posts. Shout out to him for, you know, putting everyone on game, man, because a lot of people have been appreciating this. Mm-hmm. So don't thank me for real. Thank my boy Jonathan Northfleet of Wizard Wagon.
Shout outs.
My homeboy from high school. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to him, man.
All right, everybody. All right. We out of here. Peace.